1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our morning show today from WRCO Radio, we have a great opportunity. We're talking about an upcoming small business clinic that will be going on in 1 week. We're talking about small businesses in general. I think it's a great time of year to be doing that. Nora Rowan Schmidt is here, business consultant for Southwest Wisconsin Small Business, and Ron Brisbois here, executive director of Grant County Economic Development. Well, Nora, it's been a year since you were here with Jason Glassbrenner from Richland Center.
And, yep, just about. It's great to see you, Phil.
Great to see you again, too. And I think weather, nice weather, gets us kind of thinking about what we want to accomplish in 2024. And I think it's pretty timely that you're back on the show today.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about the upcoming small business clinic.
Oh, there's so much to tell. So I'm really excited about this. The Small Business Development Center, in partnership with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, is going to be offering another day-long small business clinic. And it's on March 4th, so we are 1 week away, which is important information. What's really special about this is that it eliminates barriers for lots of people who are current business owners and also people looking to start businesses. And the way that it eliminates barriers is that all of the services that are offered are free, which is the first thing. That is an important piece of the puzzle. And then the other thing is that all of the resources that folks might need for their business, whether they're currently in business or starting a business, will be available on site that day. So rather than making 7 appointments, you can come and meet with these folks in one place. You don't have to go to different locations, schedule all kinds of different meetings, make phone calls. This is a one-stop shop, and it's a rare opportunity and a unique one, and I'm really pleased to offer it in this area.
So talk about the different things that people can consult with. I think beginning with you can get some lawyer information there, maybe for your startup.
And right, exactly. Like that. Yep, and that's one of the things that is always a really big hit at these clinics is that we partner with the Law and Entrepreneurship Clinic from UW-Madison. It's a group of final year law students who come and offer all of their services. So if people have questions about contracts, partnership agreements, forming their LLC, whatever it might be, these folks will be able to assist. And those services are free. And these are sophisticated and good quality legal services.
I think for starting a business, sometimes people just don't know where to start or where to. It seems like it might make your head swirl a little bit here. So this kind of maybe calms the nerves a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. You know, there's so much information and so much jargon associated with business. And this clinic in Fenimore at Southwest Tech is going to be a really great way for people to sort through some of that and make sense of some things that maybe have been a little bit confusing.
So we talk about it being in Fenimore and in Grant County, but it's for everybody that's listening to our program.
Absolutely.
Today.
So anyone in the Southwest. So as a business consultant for the Small Business Development Center, my territory in the Southwest is 6 counties. So, Richland, Grant, Green, Iowa, Lafayette, Crawford. I know that there's been some marketing happening in Vernon as well. So anybody is welcome to attend who wants to make the drive.
So you mentioned if it's somebody that's starting a business, but a current business holder too, there's a lot of information maybe of ways to expand and different things.
Right, absolutely. So I can go through a couple of the things here, Phil, if that makes sense. So we're going to have the Department of Revenue will be there. So if people have questions about taxes or anything related to the work that the Department of Revenue does, they have opportunities to meet with those folks one-on-one, or they can come to the general session. So there's a general session 2:30 to 3:30 that will be all about taxes. And it does indicate on some of the marketing materials that it's for new businesses, but it's really for any business because people's circumstances can change. And so it's good information. And if folks want to meet with them one-on-one and have some more kind of personal questions that they would like to ask that they don't want to share in front of a group, that's just fine. And if they'd like to go to the more general session, there will be opportunities to ask questions as well. In addition to the taxes and the legal one-on-one meetings that we discussed, there's also going to be a general business law session, and that happens 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and that's going to be all about general questions relating to business. Many of those sessions focus on type of business, if you're or type of designation for the business. So if you decide to be an LLC, for example, versus an S corp, what that means, and why it's good to protect yourself, because any business can involve risk, and that's where LLCs are beneficial. Then, you know, many folks have businesses that are online. You know, they're selling on Facebook or on Etsy or Shopify. We have a person, an expert, who's coming in to talk all about e-commerce, how to set yourself up. Many people are interested in sort of set it and forget it businesses, and those are something you can do. You can create these cool t-shirts that people want to buy, and you can set yourself up so that another company is handling all of the shipping, all of the other transactions, and you can sit back and be the creative one and collect the money from these endeavors. And so the e-commerce and taking your business online session with Becca Cook from 11 until 12 is going to be absolutely fantastic. She is also meeting with folks one-on-one to discuss e-commerce and how they would like to set things up. And then in addition to those sessions, I will be running a working lunch at noon for folks who are interested in looking at their business plans. I am a huge fan of business plans. They are a very important tool. They answer all of the important questions, the who, the what, the where, the when, the why, the how. And it's wonderful to have a document like that available that you can reference and tweak and refer to as you're making decisions about your business. And so folks who are interested can come and work with me on a business plan. I have three different styles of templates, and these business plans are sort of the first step to looking for additional funding potentially for your business. Many banks require them. Lots of local and regional revolving loan funds require them. So this is another important piece for businesses, existing and brand new, that I'm excited to assist with and that this clinic will cover. And then in addition to that, we will have just general business consulting happening throughout the day, marketing consulting, accounting consulting. So, you know, this is really, truly the place to be if you can be there. And it's just 1 week from today.
You need people to register, though, for the specific
registration
classes?
Thank you for mentioning that. That is very important. We are trying to get a feel for how many folks we're going to have. We've had a tremendous amount of interest so far. The registration has been live for about a month now. So if you are interested in registering, you can refer to the Southwest Wisconsin SBDC Facebook page. There is an event there that has all the links for registration. You can also go to wisconsinsbdc.org, and there are links for registration there. One of the easiest ways to register, if you would like to, is you can go ahead and call me, or you can text your email to me, and I will send you everything that you need to register. And my number is 608-716-9441.
Why do you think this is important for this time of year in Southwest Wisconsin?
You know, I think there are still many people, you know, we're not quite in New Year's resolution time anymore, but anytime that the calendar flips, people start to think about what their goals are for themselves and their families and for the future. And I think the timing of this is good because people are still enthusiastic about some of those New Year plans. I also think that entrepreneurship and small business is a really important part of workforce development and economic development. And I think giving people the information that they need in order to have a real say in their future and the future of their family, doing something that they're passionate about, is really great. And so having these free clinics, a day's worth of important education for people, helps to empower them and eliminate barriers that might exist. And some of those barriers are just as simple as not being able to schedule 8 different meetings in 8 different locations.
Mm-hmm. I could see somebody being enthusiastic, but maybe a little bit intimidated, about trying to get something started. This gives them a good opportunity to kind of maybe lessen those fears a little bit.
Absolutely.
Too.
And you're with you're in good company at these. You know, there's a wide variety of folks that come to these, a wide range of businesses, from folks that are, you know, building new fishing rods and new styles of fishing rods, to folks who are developing jewelry and art and restaurants. It's such a wonderful eclectic mix. And what's really special is that we're all in one region and we're sort of all in this together. And it's really nice to see all of the new businesses forming and the creative energy and all of the folks that are enthusiastic about creating next steps for themselves.
You were here a year ago, and my guess is at this point, there are probably some that benefited from that meeting. Maybe they're off and running with their business and off into the second year of it by now.
They are, and it's really incredible to see some of the successes from that first clinic.
Anything kind of blow you away? Do you remember any of the ideas that people had, or any of the things that came from that a year ago?
You know, I have to be very careful because we have some fairly strict confidentiality with our clients, but
sure.
I can tell you that the sophistication of some of the businesses and the tourism-related businesses, the restaurants, it's really great to see them advertising what they do, moving around throughout the Southwest and the state, and showing off what they know and teaching others. I think that's the other thing. I have so many referrals that come from clients that came from that first clinic who are sending other folks to the Small Business Development Center who maybe didn't really understand what we did or how we can help or why it matters. And that feels really good to see those folks and to see those referrals coming in.
That's the rewarding part of the job, isn't it?
Oh, this job fills my glass like nothing in the entire world. There's nothing better than empowering people to do what they want to do.
People to be their own boss. I think
that's right.
A goal of a lot of folks.
Make their own money, mm-hmm. Set their own schedule, and really live out their dreams. That's what business plans and all of this additional education is about, is empowering people to take those next steps and get where they want to be in their lives. And there's nothing more rewarding than that.
Not necessarily just a block building as a business either. You're looking at a lot of more online businesses and things.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. Yep. There's so many folks that have online businesses and brick and mortar. And there are pluses and minuses to both things. It really just depends on what works best for the person who is seeking the opportunity. And many folks are still working regular 9-to-5 jobs. Some of them are working third shift jobs. And having this in their back pocket and creating their business plan and slowly moving toward what they would like to do is really great. Watching the smiles and the different successes along the way is really inspiring.
And I'm sure you see some families going about this as well, where it's not just mom or dad, you know, everybody's kind of involved, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
And I really appreciate the fact that you mentioned families. And one of the things that I've really worked on since my time in this position and working with folks in this region is I'm really trying to normalize the fact that there are so many working parents who have kids that are part of the equation, and they like to tag along. I love to bring my kids to different meetings and events just to sort of normalize the fact that people have children and they can come to things and learn also from the process. My kids love going to Ron's economic development meetings, for example, because he has the best food ever. As Henry always says, 10 out of 10 for Ron's food. And it's always Ron's food too, which is awesome. But I like to make sure that my clients know that they can absolutely meet with me and bring the kids along. I don't want that to ever be a barrier. Kids are awesome. They're magic. They're part of this whole process. And it is part of being a person pursuing small business or owning a small business. That's another part of your identity. So, you know, if you want to come to the clinic, but you don't have daycare or whatever, bring the kids. It's okay. It's not a big deal. It's not disruptive. It's awesome. Come to my noon session. We will put together your business plan and I will give your kids crayons and things to do on the side. It is totally fine. So please bring the children.
I was thinking, Nora, too, as you were talking about that, you know, many of us grew up on the farm and that was a big family business and ordeal. So many of the farms we're seeing now kind of specializing and making, you know, people coming to the farm and buying their produce there. It's a lot different world than it used to be, but that's another example of a great small business, isn't
right?
it?
Oh, absolutely. And we saw plenty of farmers come to the Richland Center small business clinic. So farmers and farm businesses are absolutely welcome to come. Farming is a business, and there are advantages to looking at some of these different services, marketing, e-commerce, even revisiting a business plan for a farm. So please come see us.
We brought Ron along here today. Ron Brisbois is here. I didn't know that you were such a cook there, Ron, though. That's impressive.
Well, it's called that, but I was like, he wouldn't be raving if it was actually my cooking.
You just brought it and set it up then, I guess.
Yes, a lot of thought process. For my board meetings, I average about 50 people to attend my monthly board meetings. And it's a dinner meeting. And so we always have to put a lot of thought into that, where it's going to be held as well as what the menu is.
Well, tell me about what you do. You mentioned Jason Glassbrenner, who is a regular guest in this program. So basically Grant County, that's kind of the position that you have there?
I would be Jason's counterpart down in Grant County. I've been doing this job 24 years. Prior to that, I worked for the state of Wisconsin Department of Commerce, but I've worked on worked with small businesses obviously since day one. And the one thing I'll plug on this, and Nora kind of hit on it, but I've been doing this 24 years, and never once have we had a all day clinic like this set up. To address and with this type of detail. Usually you'll see a 2 or 3 hour session in the evening, but to have a full day with these type of resources available, these experts, is I've never seen it before in 24 years in Grant County. And so this is why it's such a terrific opportunity.
I was going to say, you probably have been directing people that you've talked to here in the last few months, like, hey, mark March 4th on the calendar here.
Correct. Well, Nora brought this up to me, and I paid close attention to when Jason and Nora were working on the one here in Richland County. And she approached me about it, and I said, well, I want the springtime, because my history and my experience has shown me that this time of year, much to what Nora had said, people start doing their taxes, you know, the newness of spring. People start thinking, if there's a period of time in the year that entrepreneurship seems to be at the front and center of people's minds, it's now. And so that was the one, you know, I guess guidepost or one requirement that I wanted was this: do this in the springtime. And so, in a large part of my job, 80%+ of my job is dealing with small business and entrepreneurs. And she is invaluable as a resource, because anybody I get, you know, I used to try to do business plans and I've had some success, but you're juggling so much. But to have a person that specializes in it, that's ridden the bike so often like that, she's invaluable. And that, and the SBDC is just great to work with. So glad to see that, and to have this opportunity, we're pumped about it. And I was nervous. I'll have to say, she called me last week and told me that they were getting the type of response, the number of RSVPs that were coming in. I was so relieved, because didn't know. And you try your best to market these type of events and clinics. So we haven't done anything really anything close to this for, well, a decade plus. And so I knew it was well overdue to do something like this, but to get actually, you know, start hearing the numbers that are signing up, I was very, very excited, and kudos to Nora and her team.
And it'll be right at Southwest Tech, which is right in the heart of the area that you serve, Ron.
Correct. Right there. And very, excellent venue, excellent parking, and so educational to boot mission. So they've always done an excellent job whenever we've held any event there. So I'm excited to see that.
You have a great area in Grant County. There are lots of different cities that you serve and towns that you serve, and probably even more so than Richland County.
I do. I have my corporation, my economic development is a not-for-profit, but I have 5 cities that are members. I have 7 villages and 1 township, as well as the county. Grant County has one of the highest number of municipalities in the state as counties go, but directly serve 13 members and the county. So, that keeps me running. Nora and I were talking, my board meeting on Wednesday is down in Hazel Green. You know, Illinois is right there, as well as, you know, Boscobel, Muscadet, and North End Castle. I was at Castle doing a career fair, boring a bunch of kids on Friday. And last week. So as well as Livingston and Platteville, of course, and Fenimore, but in Lancaster and so on and so forth. And Jamestown Township is the only township that's a member, and that's right next to Dubuque. If you know Keeler,
okay.
The community of Keeler is an unincorporated community, and so that's you're getting to the southern side of my area, but I cover the whole county.
You probably do have a lot of ag-related businesses trying to start up, too.
Oh, absolutely. I had 2 weeks ago, I had my office is at the fairgrounds or at the extension building in Lancaster now. And I overheard a conversation out at the front desk. A young lady came in who was a farmer, had a handful of acres, but they were a specialty crop. They do flowers. And she was asking about funding, about grant programs, et cetera. And me eavesdropping, I just got up and went out, and she wanted to talk to the ag extension agent, which we are sharing one now with Greene County. And I went out and had a nice conversation with her, and obviously I was giving her the flyer to this event, the clinic, but she had an opportunity to sit down and talk to her. But she was talking about they farm 3 or 4 acres, but it's just primarily around flowers. And, you know, 20 years ago, I don't know that I would have seen that. Especially, you know, agriculture, added value ag, that's what we push for a lot. And I work a lot with clients like that.
In your 24 years there, is it easier to start a business now than it used to be, or is it about the same?
I'd say it's about the same. You still have the same challenges, and Nora hit on a lot of them. Is the one thing is, you know, when we start talking business plan, you know, the one thing I talk to him about, and the importance of that, and that goes back to that time frame. I don't know that I see it. I think it can be a bit more complicated with some of the legal aspects, but I don't know that I see it more difficult or less difficult than back then.
Certainly an opportunity, though, like as Nora mentioned, a one-stop shop here next Monday.
That's why I'm excited about it. You just do not have this happen, at least not in Milwaukee. Maybe you get something like this occasionally, but around here you haven't. As I said, I can speak firsthand for at least the last 24 years.
Mm-hmm. And you can get a lot of connections there, you know, saves you probably a lot of texts and phone calls too.
Absolutely. You and the networking you have, you know, you get to see Nora firsthand, you get to see me, and I have a revolving loan program, as well as other resources that will be there and can talk to you directly about what's available depending on where they're located at and what they're looking to do. If we're talking, are you going to be talking in a tax increment finance district, a TIF district, you know, the possible, advantages of that, as well as you get, once I have an understanding, I'm always like, give me some details on what you're looking. Well, I need some money. Well, I need my budget, you know, what is your budget? How much are you looking for? I start to glean things down. And the more I glean it down, the better I'm and more effective I am to help that entrepreneur or that business owner.
I think we talked about it a little bit last year, Nora, but no business, you know, it might be the wildest thing you can imagine, but it seems like, you know, sometimes things work, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. If you plan appropriately and you use the resources that are available, anything is possible.
Mm-hmm. Phil Nee's Whoopee Cushion Factory. That probably would be a good idea.
Yeah, I've never seen that. Yeah, right.
I think we could probably set up some e-commerce for that.
Really? Yeah, right. We'll work on that and come back with more on The Morning Show in a moment from WRCO. Nora Rowan-Schmidt and Ron Brisbois, our guests on a Monday morning. Nora Rowan-Schmidt Rowan Schmidt and Ron Brisbois are here. We're talking about a great small business opportunity here in Southwest Wisconsin next Monday, March 4th. It's at Southwest Tech in Fenimore. And Nora, we want to hit a little bit more on some of the insides and outside. Another aspect is you're going to have an interpreter there. Is that correct?
Right. So we do, the Small Business Development Center has a Spanish speaking consultant. So we will have somebody there for anybody who is a little bit uncertain about their English abilities. He will be there to assist.
Okay, that's good to know. And some other aspects, I think financially, that's probably one of the biggest things that people want to find out information about, isn't it?
Absolutely. So there are some consultants to speak with about financial things. One of the strengths of the Small Business Development Center is our ability to work with clients to produce financial projections. What's really important about these projections is that it helps businesses to see where everything is and what sort of position that they're in for lending or, traditional lending or for revolving loan funds. So we will have somebody there who is an expert, who is a member of our Capital Access Clinic. So having access to her abilities and expertise is incredibly valuable.
That's one of the things when you go to your banker for a loan, you're going to have to kind of have the projections there. So that's kind of help you in the right direction step, isn't it?
Absolutely. And nothing puts you in a more fortunate position than having a highly detailed pro forma or financial projection. It really sets applications apart from others.
If someone can come to just a part of it, are they welcome to still come next Monday?
Absolutely. So this really is, and I probably use this term too much, but this is a choose your own adventure. So if you are fortunate enough to have a day off on Monday, or if you are able to make it work for the entire day, it's an amazing opportunity. When we did this in Richland Center, we had some folks even bring their own lunch with them. One of the nice things to note is that at Southwest Tech, they do have a beautiful cafeteria. There are lots of variety of things that people can eat. You know, these days, Phil, everybody's on a different diet. You know, we're still in New Year's resolution season, so we have all of our gluten-free people and our no-carb people and all of those good things. So there are plenty of opportunities to get food. We will also offer some pizza and some other things during my business plan session.
Can people just come for your business plan session?
They absolutely can. So, you know, if you can only come for an hour or if you can only come for a half an hour, that's just fine. Just be sure to register.
Mm-hmm. And you need people to do that. Is there the possibility that there could be a waiting list?
So we have had a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for this, which is absolutely fantastic. But we do anticipate having a waiting list for some of the more popular appointments with consultants, the one-on-one appointments specifically. I do know that as of right now, there are at least 3 law and entrepreneurship clinic one-on-one consult sessions available, and those are in the afternoon. So, you know, if folks would like to check out the registration, again, I'm happy to send the registration link to folks if they send me a text message with their email address. That's 608-716-9441, or please check out the Southwest Wisconsin SBDC Facebook page.
Will any of it be archived where people can watch it or go back and look at it again?
You know, so unfortunately, that is not something that we're going to be doing at this time, but it is something that we've considered. We've also considered adding some virtual meeting elements to this so that folks can log in from wherever they are in the future. So stay tuned for that. But for this one, it'll be just in person.
I know you're busy 365 days a year. Once you get past this, is there another event coming up you'd like to talk about?
So not really, but what I would like to talk about is just the fact that I am always available for one-on-one, free and confidential is really important to folks. So I want people to know that this is free and confidential consulting services. So if you are unable to make the clinic on March 4th, but you would still like to talk about your business, form your LLC, ask some questions, or be referred to some other services, you can be in touch with me at any time.
There are a lot of times, I'm guessing, where people, you know, you don't want to get discouraged, but maybe you realize that I'm just not ready for this yet. It's a good opportunity for people to realize that too, isn't
right.
it?
Exactly. You know, the more information that you can get, the better able to make a decision you will be. And even just on the Small Business Development Center website, the WisconsinSBDC.org.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news. Online at blsignage.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today calls for a high of 68. Morning sunshine, then clouds increasing. Very warm for February with record heat. Tonight, scattered rain showers turning to snow, a dusting to an inch possible. Blustery and turning much colder, a low of 14. Wednesday, a few flurries possible early in the day. Decreasing clouds, breezy and very chilly. A high of just 25 tomorrow. Right now in Richland Center, it is 32 degrees.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Two people are now formally charged in the disappearance of a little boy in Two Rivers.
31-year-old Katrina Bauer and 39-year-old Jesse Vang appeared in a Manitowoc County judge's courtroom. Vang's been charged with child neglect. Bauer's been charged with child neglect as a party to a crime in the case of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who's been missing since last Tuesday. During their bail setting, District Attorney Jackie LaBrie last week said that Bauer sent Elijah to Vang's apartment for disciplinary purposes. From Manitowoc, I'm Stephen Devine.
The search for Elijah has expanded to the Wisconsin Dells area, where he was living with Bauer, who's the boy's mother. Gas prices continued their upward trend last week, but only rose 0.4 of a cent per gallon. The average across the state is $3.02. While this is almost 27 cents higher than a month ago, it's still 5 cents below what we were paying at this time last year. Golden Gallon scholarship applications are currently being accepted. The scholarship is open to all students enrolled in any post-secondary school who has exhibited dairy cattle at the Richland County Fair Junior Show. Applicants do not have to be majoring in agriculture or an agricultural-related field. Applications can be found on the Richland County Extension 4-H website at richland.extension.wisc.edu/scholarships. The application deadline is March 1st. Grant County High School students who will be graduating high school are encouraged to apply for the Grant County Farm Progress Days Scholarship. The Executive Committee of Grant County Farm Progress Days has established a scholarship fund to give a $500 scholarship each year. It will be awarded to a graduating high school senior who resided in Grant County. Applicants must be pursuing a course of study in a recognized 2 or 4 year school of agriculture. The Agriculture and Extension Education Committee of the Grant County Board
Board will award the scholarship based on scholastic achievement, extracurricular activities, an essay on career plans, and two letters of recommendation from non-family members. The application deadline is March 1st of the applicant's senior year in high school. Application forms can be found at grant.extension.wisc.edu or can be mailed to the UW Extension office at 916 East Elm Street, Suite A in Lancaster. For more information, call 608-723-2125. Well, certainly there is a fire danger with the less snowfall this year and the drier conditions that we've experienced.
Thanks to the early thaw and dry winter, most of the state is now at high fire risk. The Department of Natural Resources has already responded to 50 fires this year, with 15 fires happening over the weekend. The department reminds you not to light burn piles or bonfires and keep grills and campfires under control. Just one spark in the wrong place could start a wildfire. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The DNR is suspending annual burn permits in 25 counties where the DNR has protection responsibility. You can check with your local authorities if your property is outside the DNR's jurisdiction. Check before you burn. Remember, fire danger and burning restrictions change every day. New legislative district maps signed into law by Governor Tony Evers have placed some lawmakers outside of their current districts. Among them, Wausau area Republican Pat Snyder, whose Schofield home is now a block and a half outside the new 85th Assembly District.
You have 10 days after you're sworn in to have a residency where you represent. So I have basically will have 2 months, if I'm fortunate enough to win the election this November, to be able to establish a residency either in Wausau or the village of Weston.
Snyder's home address now sits in the 87th Assembly District, which includes Schofield and Rothschild. The new look-alike 85th includes Weston and Wausau. Over two dozen legislators, almost all Republicans, will now be paired with another incumbent in the same newly drawn district. But Snyder says the new maps will represent the best outcome for now.
It puts some finality to this. It will help our clerks get ready for the primary in August, as well as November elections, rather than waiting until the court picks something out.
Snyder's new home address in the 87th Assembly District in the new legislative district map area. Unseasonably warm weather means ticks are on the move. UW-Whitewater biology professor Tom Klubertanz says you should be checking yourself after you've been outside.
Really, it doesn't even have to be that warm. Even in our typical winters, if we get a warm spot into the 40s, it's enough to get tick activity. But this is kind of extreme, and the longer ticks are moving around, the more chance we got of getting of attracting them. So I would expect a lot of tick activity with this warm weather.
Ticks aren't something you typically worry about in February, but a warm winter means otherwise. Kluberton says besides more opportunities to contract Lyme disease, a longer tick season brings the threat of southern tick species migrating north.
The two that come to my attention are the Lone Star tick and the Gulf Coast tick. Those two both can transmit diseases, not Lyme disease, but other diseases, and are kind of poised to really, in the case of the Lone Star tick, to become more established in Wisconsin. In the case of Gulf Coast tick, to really kind of begin to get established in southern Wisconsin.
Even when it feels like winter, ticks are active, and you should still be wearing light-colored clothing and repellent, just as you would in the summertime. Two people are in custody following an incident in Vernon County Monday morning. The Vernon County law enforcement team responded to shots fired at a residence on Hoff Valley Road in rural Ontario. A perimeter around the incident scene was established by law enforcement, and communication with the occupants at the residence was made. Two people were taken into custody after a couple of hours. No injuries were reported. And court documents say the man accused of firing the first shots at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally told authorities he felt threatened, while a second man said he pulled the trigger because someone was shooting at him. Experts say that even though the shooting left one bystander dead and roughly two dozen injured, 23-year-old Lindell Mays and 18-year-old Dominic Miller might have good cases for self-defense through the state's Stand Your Ground law. While earlier laws allowed people to use force to protect themselves and their homes, homes. Stand Your Ground provides even broader self-defense rights, regardless of the location.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat. Dakota Blown Rock.
It could be another record breaker today, a high of 68, and then for tonight, dropping down to 14 with a dusting to an inch of snow possible. Wednesday's high, just 25 degrees. In Richland Center, we're holding steady following a midnight warm reading of 54. Our temperature dropped to the current mark. It is 32 degrees.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Carestan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Time is coming up today on WRCO, courtesy of the Homesteader Store, and also by Simon's Recreation Complex. Coming up, a look at tonight's tournament openers for boys basketball and details on the Brewers exhibition day yesterday.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
WIAA Tournament Boys Basketball gets underway. The race to Madison begins this evening. Division 5 games in the area include Kickapoo at Ithaca. Bulldogs coach Mike Benson says it's time to refocus and get ready for tournaments.
Well, I know the kids probably celebrated over the weekend. We celebrated a little bit on Friday, but we had to get back to work because we tournament starts on Tuesday, and every game's going to be a hard game, and we get Kickapoo the first game, and last time we played them, it went to double overtime, so nothing's a gimme anymore.
The Bulldogs, getting off of a co-conference championship with North Crawford, now begin tournament play tonight. All games begin at 7 o'clock. North Crawford will be hosting Weston as well in the other part of the bracket, and Seneca will be at Hillsboro, Wonewoc Center at Potosi. River Ridge will be the site for Lafarge Youth Initiative, Cassville at DeSoto, Highland hosts Wazika Steuben, and Brookwood at Cashton among the games. In Division 4, Riverdale is on the road tonight, a ninth seed, playing a number 8 at Iowa Grant. Lancaster hosts Fenimore, and Parkview will be at Cuba City. It will be Boscobel traveling to Westby, and Broadhead hosting Wisconsin Heights. In Division 3, Richland Center opens tournament play, an 11th seed at number 6 Viroqua this evening, and number 7 River Valley will be playing host to Edgewood. Prairie du Chien will host Evansville, and Dodgeville will be at Mauston. Platteville, New Glarus, and Wisconsin Dells, along with Lodi, have first round buys in that half sectional. On the state of Wisconsin scene, former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer is considered a top candidate to be the next coach for the Brooklyn Nets, as Budenholzer won an NBA championship with Milwaukee and put up a .693 winning percentage. The Nets are struggling with a 21-35 record currently. Meanwhile, the Bucks are getting used to their new coach following a victory on Sunday. Sharpshooter Damian Lillard says after a week with Doc Rivers, they're starting to get in sync.
our coach has been on us hard about doing things a certain way, and it takes time to settle into that, but I think we had a great practice where we just kind of addressed a lot of things. We had a talk, and our teams kind of went into a really good practice, and then we have a performance like this, and I think it just shows that we understand what our jobs are, what we want to do, how we need to play to be successful. And when you're able to come on a great team's floor and get a win like this, a hard-earned win, I think it's definitely something to build on. You know, you go into any building feeling like you can do it again when you can do it like that.
Damian Lillard following the Bucks' win over Philadelphia. Coming into tonight's game, the Badgers and Hoosiers both need a win. Wisconsin remains in place to clinch a double bye in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Coach Greg Gard's team is one game behind Illinois in the race for second, with four conference games remaining. Indiana has dropped four in a row and could wind up needing to win on the tournament's first day. Without winning the tournament, the Hoosiers are in danger of missing the postseason altogether. So it's a big game coming up this evening. Marquette checks in at number 5 in this week's AP College Basketball poll. The Golden Eagles have been ranked in the top 10 in 12 of this season's 16 polls. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Tuesday Sports.
Research science has changed over the years on how to lose weight and be healthier. Are you eating and exercising the same amount but gaining weight? Do you count calories?
There are quite a quantity of on-demand 3-minute videos about everything having to do with small business, forming your LLC, marketing, accounting, human resources. And then we also have a bunch of those in Spanish now as well. So having access, we live in such a fast-paced world and everybody is just trying to squeeze things in all the time. If you have just 3 minutes, you can listen to some information about what it means to have an LLC right online.
Can you learn about some possible grants that might be available for someone?
So that is always a very, very hot topic. The Small Business Development Center works very closely. My office works very closely with Prosperity Southwest and Ron and all of the different folks in the different counties in the Prosperity Southwest region. And there are some very competitive and fantastic revolving loan funds. And I do believe some of our other partners in the state are offering some small grants, but there's no magic money out there right now. And that is a challenge for a lot of folks. But there are some very competitive and small business friendly revolving loan funds that exist.
Okay. So again, people can get a hold of you for more information on those.
Yep. I'm happy to give them any information they need about those.
And the same thing goes for the workshop next week. You gave out your direct line. Would you like to do that again?
Yep. It's my cell phone number, so feel free to text me or call at 608-716-9441.
Very good. Ron, no, this is just an excellent opportunity. I just hope a lot of people will take advantage of it next
year. I do, too. And like I said, I've never seen this before in a couple decades, and this is just a great opportunity. You know, the one thing you brought up on the grant side, it's the most common question I have. There was a guy 15, 20 years ago that was on TV pitching he was in a Riddler costume and pitching the book about free government money. And I ended up getting the book because I was more intrigued because I had a lot of people that stimulated a lot of conversations. But it was just, there wasn't anything in that book that I was not aware of, but it was free money. And so people automatically thought that was grants. Well, no, most cases, it was exactly what Nora said. It's low interest loans, that type of thing, tax credits, those type of things. Now, there are a few grants out there, like the lady that stopped, the young farmer that stopped. If she's adding value to an agricultural product, there may be grant opportunities through DADCAP or through USDA, and that's what. But they are few and far between. And I know last year or 2 years ago, because of the pandemic, there was a Build Back Better opportunity, and there's still interest in that. But those funds are gone; those funds are dried up. And it's always come to us, ask us that question. Another reason why you get engaged, because there may be an opportunity like that. But we're we're living this every day of what opportunities are there and what resources are there for small business. And so that's why I just emphasize, reach out to Nora, reach out to my office, and reach out to Jason in Richland. You know, we're the resource to help you, you know, achieve your goals, achieve your dreams. And so that's the only thing I really have to add.
We all benefit with new businesses popping up. I mean,
absolutely.
Just all of us, you know, things closer to us, shopping opportunities, mm-hmm. you know, and then the money from that business owner coming back into the community.
The main goal a lot of times, if I look at my bylaws and my articles of incorporation, the term that keeps showing up is adding wealth. Or creating wealth and adding wealth. And many people think, well, that's just for, you know, the large business. No, it's not. It's for, in general, for the community, for the people that are there. We're here to help you increase your wealth or improve your situation. And so that's what I see as part of the core of my mission, is to help them. And if they're online, and that is a huge thing now, as we build out the broadband and build out the fiber and we have the opportunities. And you brought up, is it more difficult now versus then starting a business? The only thing there's more resources available, because exactly what Nora said, you know, 20 years ago, the SBDC did not have all these resources readily available online, you know, small tutorials, videos and such. But it's still complex. It's still, you need to put your time in. And so that's really where I leave it at. But we're here to help any way we can.
Sometimes people, that's a little overwhelming too. Like, okay, where do I go? What do I click on? What, you know, I mean.
There is. And that's the part of our services, is that we can glean that down. What exactly are you looking for? With a little bit of information, we can chop away some of that noise and help you refine it down to send you into the right location or get you to the right resource quickly.
Some great opportunities for women as well, Nora, I think, with your clinic next
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely. So the Wisconsin Women's Business
Initiative.
Yep. Folks, WIBIC. I'm always so embarrassed that it takes me so long to get through what WIBIC means. Well, thanks to Ron's help, I did. But they are a fantastic resource, and they're going to be around during the clinic. We're also welcoming various local chambers of commerce. The Latino Chamber is going to be there, which is just outstanding. They've got some cool resources. So this really is an opportunity to meet some folks, get an idea for some of the resources, and learn a few things. And hopefully, you know, folks that attend can take what they learn back home and get their businesses going, and continue to follow up with me as they go. And, you know, share some of the knowledge that they get with other people that are interested, because knowledge is power, and it takes you on to some of the next steps with your businesses. And that's what we're here for. So I'm really hoping that people take advantage of this, because it is a very special opportunity.
Yeah, it's not really competition, is it, among the people that are applying for some of this knowledge and things like that?
No, I mean, this is an entrepreneurial community that's growing quickly in the Southwest, and it's very special. This is a group of people that all want the best for this area, and there's nothing more noble than that.
No doubt. Anything else either of you would like to add here today?
Not anything for me. Thank you, Phil.
Been a good.
I just always remember how much I like the radio when I come in here with you, Phil. We need to do this more often.
Absolutely. We're welcome anytime. So we appreciate you. Nora Rowan-Schmidt, our guest here, business consultant for Southwest Wisconsin Small Business, and Ron Brisbois, executive director of the Grand County Economic Development, here on today's morning show. Don't forget, Small Business Clinic. It's next week on Monday, March 4th at Southwest Tech. And again, is there a website, Nora, that people can click on to find out a little bit more information about?
So I would send them to the to Facebook, the Southwest Wisconsin SBDC. Otherwise, they can just give me a call or send me a text, 608-716-9441.
Wonderful. The morning show continues in a moment. On our morning show today from WRCO, we have students from Richland Center High School here to talk about the many fun things they're doing this year in choir. Cameron Schultz Hannah Fogo, Alice and Umbehound join us. Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Doing good.
Yeah, and you're singing well. It sounds like things are going well this year, Hannah.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
What do you like the most about choir?
I would say just the friends that are involved, and of course the new director this year. We're having lots of fun singing, and with all the choreography we're adding into this concert.
Wow, that's awesome. Tell me about the choreography, Allison.
So the choreography that we're doing, Cam's mom is helping us, and it's been really fun.
Do you have to move around a lot?
A little bit, yeah.
Is it hard to keep singing?
It is.
A little winded once
yeah,
in a while?
Yeah.
So tell me about the songs that you're singing, Cameron.
So for Swing Choir, we're singing Bohemian Rhapsody and Dancing in the Street, kind of like 70s, like I guess like throwbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Concert Choir, though, is singing Africa, I Want It That Way, and All of Me. So pretty like modern songs, I guess, too. They're all very like versatile. They're overall pretty fun, though.
Those are all songs that I know, too. I'm guessing the audience will know them pretty well, won't mm-hmm. they? Tell me about Bohemian Rhapsody. What's that arrangement like, Hannah?
Well, it is very different. It's like a different tempo than we're used to, but we're adding a lot of good dance moves that will make it jazz it up and we're having fun with it.
So, does it follow the record? Does it follow like the same, the same words and everything?
Yeah, it does. Yep.
Wow. Okay. So that must be a lot of fun.
Yes, it is.
To do that then. And I Want It That Way. Who doesn't know that song, Allison? That's yeah, a fun one,
everybody
right?
Everybody knows it, yeah.
Everybody knows that one. It's in commercials and everything all the time. Tell me about contests that are coming up.
So on March 2nd is a middle school soul ensemble contest at Dodgeville, which has 51 students and 31 events. And then on March 4th is the high school choir pops concert, 7:30 in the auditorium. And like Anna said, Africa, I Want It That Way, All of Me. And then mixed choir, All for One from High School Musical, and You Will Be Found from Dear Evan Hansen.
Okay. So it's a good opportunity for people to see you live in action then, mm-hmm. that 4th of March, you said.
Yeah.
Cool. So then the contest comes up not too far down the road, Cameron. What events will you be involved in?
I have a musical theater solo. I have just a typical solo. I'm in barbershop, and I'm also in swing choir.
Okay. Pretty busy.
Mm-hmm. Plus band, too, which one clarinet choir, it's very interesting.
Okay. So do you band and choir contest the same day, then?
Yeah, March 9th.
Wow. How do you keep that all choreographed, Hannah?
Well, we have practices during the school days. So in band, we, of course, have our selected times to be practicing. And then as well in choir, we practice their solos. And then the swing choir goes off separately and works with Sarah Schultz, our choreographer.
But the day of, just to get around and not miss your performance,
right.
That's got to be a little bit nervous,
right.
Isn't it?
You definitely have to make sure you're there on time, make sure you know your times and spots. Definitely.
Yeah, that's a full day. Are you involved in band and choir?
I am. We're all clarinet players, so we've been involved in similar clarinet things. So.
How come you guys didn't bring your clarinet today? I was wishing they would have, though.
You wouldn't want to hear it.
No, I think I would. Is clarinet a tough instrument to play, Allison?
Yeah, I think it is, but I would rather play clarinet than some other instruments. Mm-hmm. So,
the fingering is similar to a saxophone, right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Very intricate.
Right. Yeah, I think so, too. Well, what are some other things you guys are involved in? As long as I got you in the studio, I need to put you on the spot about some other things. Hannah, you're in cheerleading, aren't you?
Yes, cheerleading. I'm in football and wrestling this year, and then as well band choir, and then I'm in student council and NHS.
Oh, and what year are you in school?
I'm a senior this year.
You are a senior.
Yes.
Well, it's coming down there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Pretty fast. Yeah.
Yep.
So have you thought about next year and what you'd like to do?
I have, yes. I think I'm going to go to UW-Madison and go into pharmacy.
Wow, good for you.
Yes.
That's awesome. And Allison?
Well,
what grade are you?
I'm a senior. Mm-hmm. So.
And what about next year?
I'm planning on going to UW Stevens Point and majoring in education. So.
And what about you, Cameron?
I'm a junior.
I didn't think you were a senior just yet. So, so you got another year to go to think about things. Yeah. Have you thought about post-high school, though?
I'm not sure what college I want to go to yet. I really want to go into medical sales, though.
Very good. And how will music play a role in your life?
I feel like it'll always just be there. It's kind of like a happy place, like a happy like space. I guess it'll keep me calm in like tough situations. I feel like music kind of like... It just stays in your brain forever and, like, get you through stuff.
Yeah, well said. What about you, Hannah?
Yeah, I'll definitely, during studying and other things, definitely have our music, headphones, be listening that way. And then, of course, it'll always stick with us.
True. Yeah, yeah. Allison?
Yeah, I think it'll continue throughout. And, like, my family is very involved in music, too, so...
Yeah, it gets you through a lot of tough times, I would say. So tell me about the music program then. Were you guys involved in the musical, the play that was happening this past November?
Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was the fairy godmother.
Ah, how did that go for you?
It went really good. We were sad the last performance when it was over.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Yeah.
Sure. Were you involved?
Yeah. I was the stepsister. I was Joy. And yes, it was a very sad day. Like, oh, just the missing of, like, we all got, like, so close. I feel like together as, like, one group. And then that was over. And we're just like, what now? Like, mm-hmm.